But right now we are going to be talking to Dr. Imran Kika. Now, several people have been injured at a primary school in KwaZulu-Natal, with the violence playing itself out in full view of terrified children. And it was first believed that the man opened fire at the Alston Primary School in Pietermaritzburg, but investigations indicate that he was not armed with a gun, but rather with a screwdriver. The attacker was arrested after he was overpowered by school staff, security and residents. Dr. Imran Kika, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. JazakAllah for the opportunity. Hope you can hear me well. I'm driving at the moment.
Gee, alhamdulillah, we can hear you quite clearly. Let's begin by finding out from you what information is available with regards to this attack. I mean, initially we're told it was a lone gunman who had opened fire at the school, and then we said he wasn't armed with a gun, but rather with a screwdriver. Give us a little more background, please.
So what we know is, first, we've seen the video that was circulating, and this was presented to a group of us who are on the Education Portfolio Committee, and from those reports it emerged that those sounds are indeed gunshots. It was later established that the security guard on the premises was stabbed, and of course we are quite fortunate that there were no fatalities in this entire incident that could have, if the guns were involved, as it was suggested, in one of those horrible shootings that occurred in the United States. Fortunately, a situation like that was averted.
Alhamdulillah. So does this not once again, you know, bring up the question of school safety? Witnesses say that the man gained entry to the school premises through a pedestrian gate, and you've just informed us that the security guard was shot, stabbed.
That's correct. So school safety is not a new issue. I recently debated the issue in the KZN legislature, and I raised the issue since 2019 when I got to the portfolio committee. At the time, I moved a motion calling upon the then MEC to have an audit of school fences and access points into school to start with, and then made several recommendations on how to improve school safety. Unfortunately, at that time, especially during the education budget debate, he fobbed it off and he called me the spirit of apartheid and ignored all of those suggestions that I had made to make schools safer. To top that off, the former MEC for Education, together with the then Premier, embarked on a very hasty program to go and launch a school safety program, going out to taxi ranks on a publicity stunt, handing out pamphlets, that resulted in nothing more than the issue only being discussed by the education portfolio some 2 months later. And then to top all that off, there were 1,200 staff that were supposed to be employed from the Department of Safety and Liaison by the Department of Education. That fell flat. And then at the Education Portfolio Committee, the debate of the legislature about 2 weeks ago, where the issue was again raised because of the number of incidents that are taking place, the solution that came up with this was an ANC motion that we were discussing, that we need to have an indaba. And that indaba, I refer to it as a meet, eat, and greet session that will not result in any benefit to the learners of school or improve school safety. Instead, we've offered them alternatives of a school safety program where there is already a national framework that exists to make schools safer, which we fully support. And that school safety program, national school safety program, needs to be tweaked in a manner that it will assist schools to be safer places. And what we are saying is that school safety should be a whole of society approach. That means that it cannot be isolated to the school itself. So it needs a whole of society approach, because schools are microcosms of society. So yes, things like gang violence will spill over into schools. Bad behavior of learners at home will spill over into schools, and so on. So the approach needs to be a whole of society approach, meaning that it doesn't only involve the South African police services or the school, but it must involve parents, it must involve the religious organizations, NGOs, and so on, to ensure that schools are safer. But above all, it requires accountability and it requires solid political leadership to ensure that it is effective. Unfortunately, those are lacking.
Yes. So going back to the incident itself, have the children and staff members received, you know, psychosocial services and that kind of thing? Because this must have been quite traumatic.
Indeed, it was. I mean, if you had a look at the video, it was absolutely frightening to see such small children being subject to something like that. Unfortunately, as far as I'm aware, nothing has taken place to date, although the department said that they will be dispatching, the Department of Social Development to send social workers and psychologists to the school. As far as I'm aware, nothing has happened yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jazakallah khair for your time. Much appreciated, always here at Radio Islam International.
Jazakallah for the opportunity. Assalamu alaikum.
May Allah accept. Ameen. Walaikum assalam. And that was Dr. Imran Kika talking to us about the incident that occurred in Pietermaritzburg today, where a man attacked children or staff, and as we've heard, stabbed the security guard at the Alston Primary School in Pietermaritzburg. The investigation into that is still being carried out. Doesn't seem to be a motive just yet, but I'm sure we'll hear more about that as well. And it really does bring school safety to the forefront once again.